The Kodiak City Council authorized a 25-year lease for four parcels on Near Island for use by Island Air Service. This is not new land being leased. These parcels are already being used at the Trident Basin Floatplane Facility. Eric Howard with Island Air Service spoke at the public hearing. He said the lease will help his company serve tourists and rural residents.
So I was mostly speaking to the rural residents that don't live in any of the villages. Most of our village flights all operate out of the state airport, though we do occasionally use float planes to help with the village traffic when our wheel planes are unable to make it in there. But I was mostly speaking to being able to serve the people that have remote cabins that are not located within any of the villages.
Under new business, the council approved a resolution which adopts an alternative method for distributing the shared fisheries business tax, which many call the fish landing tax. As City Manager Mike Twenge said, the alternative must be approved by all governments involved. In this region, that includes Akiak, Kodiak, Kodiak Island Borough, Larson Bay, Old Harbor, Yuzinki, and Port Lyons.
The total fiscal year 2020 program allocation to be shared within the management area 13 is estimated to be $426,267.13, compared to $254,478 in fiscal year 19. Kodiak's share for fiscal year 2020 is estimated to be $126,857.49.
The council also authorized the city to pay Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC, for the cost of equipment and an operator for work at the snow dump on Pillar Mountain. The city manager explains.
The city of Kodiak hired Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC, to mobilize and operate a loader and a dozer at the city's snow dump off Pillar Mountain Road. Golden Alaska Excavating provided a loader, a dozer, and an operator. They were instructed to stack snow as high as their equipment could reach, as all of our equipment and personnel were very busy. The city does not own a dozer. During each budget cycle, Public Works has included funding to hire a contractor to stack snow at the designated site, and recent winters have not required the use of this account.
And on the subject of snow, several council members last night reminded residents to be careful driving in town, especially on the roads that are being cleared, and to make sure their vehicles are moved when needed. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.